Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yep.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Mark Hockman.
My favorite ice cream truck treat is Cheetos.
Channing Crowder.
Hey, hey, Sugarfoot. I wake up, I piss excellence.
Alejandro Solana.
February.
You sound like asthma.
I'm naked right now.
All right. And moving on.
Sports.
Someone texts in, they want to know if you'll honk your horn.
How about that?
Now, why did Deerfield Beach proclaim a Channing Crowder Day?
No idea.
Don't throw any eggs in my house, Crowder.
More sports.
Give me that donkey button and big old legs. I ain't too proud to beg.
No, I would never doo-doo here at the station.
The most sports.
You telling me you don't want to grab a beer in the middle of the night?
You know what I want for Hanukkah? I want a cameo from Aiken and Dove.
The Hockman and Crowder extravaganza begins now.
It is day 2 of Super Bowl week. And our Super Bowl coverage kicks into high gear. Josh Appel is there in New Orleans. He's going to join us for a couple hours today and every day this week. Video row. He has been sending me some pictures, sights, and sounds of Radio Row throughout the day. It wasn't Appel. It was Victor Bermudez. Saw Ryan McGuire today on Radio Row.
Different ums.
Said that he didn't recognize him. Said he didn't go up to him to remind Ryan that he had taken Victor off the Miami Hurricanes broadcast. The hell kind of jacket was Rob Pelinka wearing today?
That's ridiculous.
LA is a funny place, man. Did you see what Rob Pelinka's wearing for that Luka introduction?
I did. Just hit him with the black on black, Rob. Like, come on, man.
What is that? That's funny. Like a leather jacket with big zipper pockets.
I mean, he's been around them young girls too long.
Well, that's the thing. Solana said it to me. It was like a week or two ago about, oh, look what you're wearing, you know, L.L. Bean or whatever. And I go, to me, it looks silly when old people try to dress, even though you know what you're wearing. Like, but that's who you, like, you have to acknowledge who you are. Rob Pelinka thinks he looks cool in that leather jacket because he thinks he looks like, I don't know, Liam Hemsworth. I don't even know what young act. I was gonna say he thinks he looks cool like David Schwimmer, but he was on Friends in the 80s. I don't know. You know, what is he wearing? That doesn't make any sense for a man his age. There it is. What is he doing? Come on,
ridiculous.
Rob.
With the double zipper, the members only jacket. Man, I'm packing because I'm going to New Orleans this week, right? It's mm-hmm. It's funny you brought this. I didn't know you were going to bring this up. I'm packing to go to New Orleans. I'm going to be, you know, I'm going to be at events with these young kids, Jamar Chases and all. And I'm like, I don't need to wear clothes that, like, I don't need to match them because I'm 41 years old. Like, I don't want to look the old guy with the ashy shirt.
You feel silly. That's my point, is that you look like an old guy trying to wear young people's clothes, which sticks out more than just wearing old people's clothes.
It's funny. The new, because, you know, we've joked in the past about the Ed Hardy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard about this Hellstar?
No.
Salon, you know Hellstar? It's very Ed Hardy-ish. It's just a t-shirt, but they go for like $200. The sweatshirts are $450. So we were walking around the Pro Bowl, and I was seeing all these young guys in this thing called Hellstar. And I started looking it up, and Asia kind of broke it to me. She was like, Channing, if you go out in Hellstar, you're going to like the old guy trying to look young. You're not going to look young. Like, you just go wear you a good old quarter zip, like you say, Hawk. Go put on an old Zara.
Embrace
put on a Zara,
who you are.
Zara
get those New Balance shoes on. Put on that L.L. Bean.
Yeah. So I don't want to look like the – I'm not going to wear a suit to all the events, but there's no way I'm wearing a Hellstar or one of these little young kid shirts. But Rob Pelinka has no good wife or friends to tell him that.
Leroy Horde just texted me, and it was exactly what I was thinking. He looks like Rob Lowe. Put that picture up again. Rob Pelinka is a dead ringer for Rob Lowe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And he's weird. Leather shirt, the double zipper, zip from the bottom and the top. He needs somebody to help him.
That's the funniest part, where like the bottom zipper, he has it zipped up as well. So it's not even all the way down. You see that? The very bottom
right,
of the zipper.
I mean, that's L.A., right? I mean, like that, like that's... That's what you have to do in L.A.? Like, in L.A., you have to be younger than you are. You have to pretend you're younger than you are.
I spent a lot of time in L.A., Hawk. The 60-year-olds don't dress like that. He looks like a what's it called? The Lost Boys? The vampires that flew around? Like, nobody dresses like the Lost Boys anymore.
Because, obviously, big day for him. Guy felt like Luka Doncic fell into his lap. And he became executive of the year for answering a phone.
He bamboozled.
They'll do a 30 for 30 on this. It's like, and so now how did this all come together? I answered the phone. Huh? That's it. That's right. Answered the phone.
It could be painted as I bamboozled a organization into the best thing that ever happened to L.A. since Magic Johnson.
But they called him, though.
I'm not going to believe it when he has that outfit on. I know what happened. You answered the phone and you said, okay, well, oh, yep, sounds good.
Do you guys want to hear the funniest thing to come out of Luka Doncic being introduced today with Rob Pelinka dressed ridiculous? Listen to what Rob Pelinka said today, thanking his good friend, Nico Harrison.
The second person I want to thank is anytime there's a trade or a transaction, there has to be a partner. And I want to thank the Dallas Mavericks, led by their GM, Nico Harrison, who was also very instrumental in bringing this opportunity to us and then staying true to the negotiations throughout, where it could be culminated with the trade being finalized and Luka Doncic, Maxi Kleber, and Markieff Morris becoming members of our team.
That's wild. You never hear that in a press conference introducing a new player. You never hear the general manager thanking the other general manager. By the way, said, for coming to us with this offer and then for staying true to the offer, which if I read between the lines there, a bunch of people were maybe telling Nico Harrison, hey, this is a terrible deal. Mm-hmm. And Rob Pelinka's on the phone with him going, bro, we made a deal. Like, because Nico Harrison, this is the way that I, that one sentence jumps out to me where I think Nico Harrison called him and said, you know what? I think I got to back out of this because I don't think we're getting enough. And I think Rob Pelinka in his leather jacket, all his zippers, said to him, you made a deal. And you're only as good as your word when it comes to a deal.
I see it differently.
Franchises have been inextricably changed because Nico Harrison kept his word.
I see it as when the bill is $18 and you give the cashier a 20 and she gives you back change for 100 and you're in that mid ground of, should I tell her that it was 100? Yeah. Or should I take my 80 something dollars and walk? I think Rob Pelinka, he took his $80 and walked. He said,
because if Nico made that offer, like, don't you think Rob Pelinka said something along the lines of, okay, if you're really offering up Luka for AD, I am going to assemble my ownership group. I am going to get this approved within hours. You can't tell me after I do all this and come back that that's not the actual offer. Like, that's how, like, you're sitting there, you're hearing the offer from Nico Harrison. You're going, okay, I'm going to pursue this. Like, I'm going to make this happen right now. You cannot tell me after I've assembled everyone, I've gotten people off, whatever, private planes, a dinner, wherever. We're assembling, because this is seismic. You can't tell me that, A, you don't have the authority to do this deal, or that the deal is not as originally stated. And Nico Harrison was like, no, that is the offer. Like, it still hadn't hit Nico that this was the worst offer ever. And he gave his word. That's how I take everything. It was just one sentence, but that's how I take it.
I take it as Nico called Rob, told him the offer, and Rob said, send a DocuSign. Send the DocuSign.
But
I don't need to consult with anyone. Send the DocuSign.
That's the craziest part about all this. There's been some legitimate reporting that this transpired over weeks. Weeks, plural. And that apparently the Dallas Mavericks originally were going to get more than a first-round pick. And somehow, Rob Pelinka, with his deep V-neck and his zippers, convinced Nico Harrison.
That report, though, comes from one place. I have yet to see that one substantiated. I have such a hard time believing that they originally were getting more picks, and then all of a sudden Rob Pelinka talked them out of taking more picks.
And I didn't see that report, but listen, what's the who did Sham Sharania take over for?
Woj.
That just retired? Like Woj and Sham Sharania and all these people. If there's weeks of this, I don't think no one knows about it.
That's what I think. Like, I think this came together so quickly. Like, no one can keep this quiet. Anyway, regardless, we'll talk about that because we have a lot of stuff to talk about. Josh Bell's going to join us from Radio Row today. Victor Bermudez ran into Ryan McGuire, our former program director, who I hate. And Vic was like, I should have gone up to him and said, hey, do you remember me? I'm the guy you fired from the University of Miami football broadcast and then rehired me three games into the season because you realized how difficult it was. And he's like, but I didn't do that. And I said, you're more man than me, because I'd have gone up to him.
Vic
Josh Appel.
Josh Appel.
Yes, he is. Josh Appel has been sending me pics and snaps from Radio Row. There's a big display for threads trying to find a little resurgence at Super Bowl Radio Row. Appel sent me in Whittingham a text. This is why I love Radio Row. He says, this is something essentially that you only ever utter at Radio Row. He just heard this. here are some protein bites that Ed McCaffrey gave us. And that is such a Radio Row sentence. Who'd we see at Radio Row? Remember the picture I took? It was like Dr. Oz and maybe Jay Glazer or something. It was like just a weird pairing, you know? And it's like Radio Row was like, oh, look at that. There's Ed McCaffrey. Oh, look over there. That's Dr. Oz. Oh, that's the Old Spice guy. You know what I mean? It's like the strangest conglomeration of people. In the
Dr. Oz, Old Spice guy. Oh, hey, Joe Montana. Oh, yeah. Kyle Turley trying to sell me weed.
Right.
That was my whole thing.
It's
Kyle Turley pushing
Super Bowl Radio Row. It's only Super Bowl Radio Row. It's like, oh, hey, Icky Woods. What's up?
It was Rob Riggle and the Old Spice guy just like hanging out near that horse. Remember?
And it's not odd at Radio Row. it's not odd. So the Heat have about just over 48 hours to move Jimmy Butler, because it's Thursday at 3 is the trade deadline. They have about a little over 48 hours to move him and be done with that. There was an email Ira got in Ask Ira. What if Jimmy Butler is not traded by February 6th? Would he dress to get paid? And Ira says, I would assume, having been suspended for walking out of a shoot-around the last time he was told there would be a chance of him not starting, I would future that Jimmy Butler would follow the rules, but only the exact letter of the rules going forward if not dealt by the Heat. But I also can't see a true basketball person in Pat Riley putting a coach through that. It certainly would be a litmus test to see the lengths Pat Riley would go for Eric Spoelstra.
Because
now you're getting down to it, you know, where Ira's saying like, okay, like Pat Riley can continue to play chicken with Jimmy Butler, but the guy who really has to deal with it is Spo.
Have I been saying that for weeks now? This is cute. The egos, the testosterone, the chicken game, the I'm a bigger man than you, the swiper swinging contest. But when the crap hits the fan, it is Spo getting ready to see his team. And if he has his all-star or he doesn't have his all-star, and is he going to stand in the corner or is he not going to stand in the corner? Spo is getting the short end of the stick on this one.
We'll talk with Clay Ferrero about it. He's going to join us. Clay was upset yesterday because Will Mansa was on with us and Crowder started sharing a story about Clay. Clay used to coach Ava Crowder, Crowder's daughter, in basketball. Yeah. What was that, middle school last year?
Yes, middle school basketball.
Clay was her coach. Now Clay is coaching against her because Ava's on a different team. And Clay apparently was trying to get her teed up during the game. She was a little too physical.
And Clay got us into the league. So we assumed that she would always be on Clay's team. The season starts, and we're playing against Clay. And I'm like, hey, Clay, like, we got in this league because of you.
But he vehemently denied via text yesterday that he was trying to get her teed up.
Ava's a little aggressive. Her last name's Crowder. So I want to talk to Clay about this.
He said he was just trying to get the defense called for a tee because you're not allowed to press in this league, and they were pressing. You're allowed one warning.
Crowder's press. We wake up pressing. I get my kids out of the bed pressing them.
I say tee her up, man. Clay's trying to walk it back, though.
You ain't worth a damn.
Let's get a quick look at headlines here with Solana, brought to you by Durrell Volkswagen. Choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Durrell Volkswagen.
Some pretty cool news that just came across the timeline. Heat rookie Kalel Ware wins NBA Eastern Conference Rookie of the Month for January.
Oh, good for him. Hmm. Still not the rising stars, though.
Nope. He's going to win Rookie of the Year, right? Like, if he keeps his pace up, he's going to win Rookie of the Year.
I don't see who would win it other than him if he keeps this pace up.
Because the little boy from the other little boy got hurt.
Yeah. Good call.
Solana, I look for you for information, but I was listening to the game and some little boy got hurt and that's why he jumped.
Well, when we talked about this, he was second in terms of voting behind Zach Edey, who's with the Memphis Grizzlies. But then that changed and Zach Edey had dropped like four spots. And then Khalil Ware was the favorite literally 48 hours later. So I don't even know what the recent odds
are. Also, Zach Edey has never been referred to as a little boy since a year old.
The other little boy got hurt, and that's why he jumped. That was a great assessment.
All right, we'll take your word for it.
Oh, you're talking about the TikToker from Philadelphia. Is that what you're talking about?
I don't know what's going on. They said somebody got hurt, and that's why Khalil jumped.
Who's our? Oh, I'm forgetting his name now. I haven't watched him in months. Who's our boy Hawk that was on the Sixers and he was making TikToks? He went viral because he was
the guy who just got drafted because Kyle Lowry was upset that he was making TikToks. He was annoying, yeah. Kyle Lowry. Yeah, I forget the guy's name.
Jared McCain.
I know Matas Buzelis from the Bulls. If anyone's interested in his outfit.
Jared McCain. Mm. was going to be rookie of the year. Like, it wasn't even close to the first month and a half of the season, but yeah, he's out for the year.
I wish I could be listening to this Super Bowl interview. It's Jordan Mailata on how many Krabby Patties he could eat.
So can I go back to my first assessment that I was 100% correct of why Khalil wears number one now, because one little boy got hurt?
Yeah, is that your Furcus?
Tired of y'all. I'm on top of things today. I've been at home all day watching TV.
Let me know when you get to your second guess.
My first guess.
When you mean on top of things, is that including the ball phlegm that you started the show with? Don't think we didn't hear that.
I was good.
I mean, that was,
shocking.
Like, that was so disgusting. You know
what? I'll tell you, this Crystal Light, I started drinking Crystal Light because it has low calories. This Crystal Light creates phlegm and throat problems.
Well, someone must have been injecting it into you for the last 10 years without your knowledge of it.
Y'all ever drink Crystal Light?
Crystal Light has not been mentioned since 1977, when Sandra Hockman was going for a tennis lesson and wanted to know who hid the Crystal Light. What else are you eating? Stouffer's Lean Cuisines? You smoking a pack of Parliament during the day as well? Crystal Light, my God. Are you chewing Freshen Up gum?
Marbell Reds and Crystal Light. But this Crystal Light
was like the housewives drink when I was a kid in the 70s. All the housewives drank Crystal Light.
And I'm trying to cut the gut a little bit, and I got me some Crystal Light packs. It's delicious, but it flims you.
Stephon Castle is behind Khalil Ware right now on the Hard Rock Bet app to win Rookie of the Year. Khalil is the favorite at +110. Stephon Castle, he's going to be in the dunk contest for San Antonio. He was the Western Conference Player of the Month for the month of January. He's second at +350. The number one overall pick, Zachary Risacher, is fourth at +800.
Has he not been very good?
He's been fine. Like, he's been whatever.
But like an overall number one pick, I don't even know his name.
Yeah.
We talked about him because we didn't know who he was.
Yeah, two of
which was shocking.
Yeah.
Two of the top three picks were French guys first.
Remember.
Yeah. And then third was Alexander Sarr, who's on this list, but he's +1,000.
No and, game changer.
And your boy Matas Buzelis, +10,000.
Oh, goodness.
If they would give him some minutes, which apparently, because the Heat play the Bulls tonight, apparently they're not playing anyone, the Bulls, because they're not done making moves.
Oh.
Hmm.
There's a chance Vooch ends up on the Heat. I read the article today. I was goofing yesterday. Goodness. There is a good chance Vooch ends up on the Heat.
With a package with Montaz Vince-Avley?
That's right. No, they're not trading Buzelis. Stop it. How dare you?
But you're talking about the guys who were traded to Chicago.
Correct. The new guys.
Yeah. They're not going to play, right? Yeah. They're not making their debuts until after the trade deadline. Gotcha.
Correct.
because I looked at the injury report this morning, and it was like THT, like guys like that who have just been injured. But I wasn't sure if they were holding out literally like Vucevic.
No.
Got you. Anyways, the Heat do play tonight, 8 p.m. in Chicago, game 2 of a 4-game road trip. The Panthers are in the nation's capital.
Jimmy the Donk just made me in the Rob Pelinka jacket, and it's everything you would imagine it to be. That is my look.
Man, you about to swindle somebody out of some money, boy.
If you see that guy walking up to you on A1A.
You want to sit down? Let's come sit down. Let's go to the diner. Have a coffee and a pie. That's
Just talk with me quickly here before I catch the water taxi.
And the Sixers did trade Caleb Martin, our old friend, to the Dallas Mavericks. Yeah. This happened about an hour ago. Not sure if you saw this, Hawk, but Dallas is sending Quentin Grimes and Philadelphia's 2025 second-round pick back to the Sixers in exchange for Caleb Martin.
Wow.
Hmm.
Just keeping you updated.
I had no idea.
Thank you.
Weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. It is partly cloudy in South Florida. Tonight, the lows will drop into the mid-70s, low 70s. That is your weather.
All right. Clay Ferrero is going to join us in the next segment. We will check in with New Orleans Radio Row with Josh Appel starting at 3 o'clock. So we have a lot for you today. Do not go anywhere.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Bot punt!
Hawk and Crowder.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value plus CRV. Limit 3 free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit 2 packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit 4 items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Clay Ferrero joining us in a second. I take this time first, though, to remind you we have this incredible contest going on, the Slam Dunk in Vegas. Travel and accommodations for a winner and 3 guests to Las Vegas plus $20,000. So to enter, download the Odyssey app. It's free. Hopefully you already have it. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download the Odyssey app or open up the Odyssey app. Register for an account if you don't yet have one, or log in if you already do. and then listen to 560 QAM or any participating station for a minimum of 1 hour a day. That is your entry, and you can do it every day. It's the slam dunk in Vegas. It's an incredible prize, the trip to Vegas, $20,000 for you and three friends. And again, all you really have to do is listen to our show for a minimum of an hour on the Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y, every day, and you are entered in the contest. Travel dates are March 17th through the 22nd, which is coinciding with a national basketball tournament. If you put two and two together, it's a national contest. Good luck. Just make sure you have the Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. It is free. Clay Ferreiro's on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location, Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan, and at toyotaofhollywood.com. Clay Ferreiro, sports anchor and reporter at WPLG Local 10 here in Miami. He also formerly coached Crowder's daughter in middle school basketball, and now he's coaching against her. And we had an issue yesterday on this show. We had Will Manso on, and Crowder was talking about a story about Clay trying to get Ava Crowder teed up during a game this weekend, and Clay has denied that. Unfortunately, Crowder is not here on the show. His camera is up, Clay. He just hasn't come back to his broadcast studio as this segment has been underway. So everything that we want to talk about, we can't talk about until Crowder's back here, because this entire segment's about you. We're waiting for you so that we can talk about Clay and your daughter and him trying to get her teed up. And there's only so much time we can have for you to walk back. We should tee you up for being late to this very important segment with Clay.
I got to get these iguanas off my roof. I've been telling y'all for days now, these iguanas are running around my roof. I'm hunting.
Well, why don't you handle it during outside of show hours? It seems because like they're only there during the show.
I hunt them all day long. Mm. How you doing, Clay?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. I'd be doing a lot better if I had gotten the first pick in the draft and I could have had Ava Crowder on my team this time around instead of watching her beat us with a buzzer beater. But other than that, I'm doing great.
True or false, you were trying to get her teed up. Don't walk it back, Clay.
I was trying to get the team teed up, yes.
But her specifically.
No, so here's the deal. Just lies were told. But no, so here's the rules of the league are you're not allowed to full court press until the last minute of first half, last 2 minutes of the second half. And the way the rules are, you're supposed to get a warning the first time, and then every time after that is a technical foul. And the referee did not know that rule. He acknowledged to me after the game that oops, my bad. So the first time it happened, I looked at him, I said, hey, you got to let him know that's a warning, right? And he looked at me like, what are you talking about? And I'm like, okay. So then, and it wasn't Ava the first couple of times. And I think it was probably the fifth time. I think when Ava did it, I think it was the fourth or fifth time that they were playing defense in the backcourt. And I looked at him and they blew the whistle. And because Ava committed a foul there. And so I think she thought I was trying to get a technical for like a hard foul. But what I said to the ref was, I said, that's the fourth time that we should be shooting technical free throws. And he looked at me, he's like, I didn't see that in the rule book. And it wasn't until later that he told me. So I think Ava thought that I was trying to get her teed up for the foul, but it was
Ava's
because
coach? Crowder, who's Ava's coach? Pressing.
Coach.
Shouldn't coach know that you can't press until the last minute?
She actually asked me about it. And so she asked me at that point. She said, wait, I thought we were allowed to press. Because I think it was like there was like 2 minutes left in the third quarter. And she goes, I thought we were allowed to press last 2 minutes. I said, no, it's in the half. And she goes, oh. So it was a misunderstanding, but that's why it's incumbent on the officials to let them know about it. But that was how all that went down. It was not trying to get Ava teed up. It was, hey, oh, and as background, we got a young, small, athletic team that tries to get out and run fast breaks. And Ava is like, I'm trying to think of the best comparison. You know
Bill
who Ava
Lambeer
reminds me of, Channing? Channing, you'll appreciate this. Prime Andre Iguodala. That's Ava Crowder right now. She's a phenomenal defender. She can shoot really well, and she's got long arms. And so when she puts her arms up in the backcourt, you ain't getting a fast break. She's good.
I referenced it yesterday. So Clay brought us into this league. Clay, we text. He got him and Asia got together, and he brought us in his league. We didn't know how the league went. We assumed that Ava was always going to be on Clay's team. We're like, okay, oh, this is Clay's team. And then she came home one day and was like, Daddy, I don't play for Coach Clay. I'm like, how does that happen? She was like, I got drafted to some other team. And so now, you know, this is the league, the start of the league, Clay. And like, Ava was devastated, you know, not to play for you and play with Adeline and everybody. And I was like, Ava, you got to play basketball. If you have a chance.
Yeah.
My whole thing, Clay, if you roll the ball out on the court and there's referees and a clock, you got to go ball. And that's my whole thing to push towards her. And
Clay,
she was running around.
Could you have protected her in the draft and you chose not to? Do we have a Jonathan Marsh or so situation on our hands?
No, it was. So the way the draft goes is however many teams there are, they assign basically that number of first round picks. So in this league, there are four teams. And my daughter Adeline was one of the four that they said, okay, that's one of the best players in this league, so she has to be a first round pick. It was a no brainer when you were looking out there who the best player out there was, and it's Ava. And so this lady did not have a first round pick frozen, and so I mean, once she got the first pick, it was a no brainer. So
middle school girls draft dressed as Rob Pelinka.
No, I definitely was not the sharp dressed man that that we heard on the intro there. But I'll say this. The best thing for me, the coolest thing for me is I knew last year that Ava was playing a bunch of different sports. I mean, she played tennis, she played flag football. But Channing, I kept bugging you, and I kept bugging. I was like, man, you got it. Not that you don't want her to play multiple sports, but she is special basketball. Like, she's got special talent that she can do really big things there. And so, like, just the fact, and Channing, I think you said she's started to play a little bit less tennis now and is focusing a lot more on basketball. So that's the coolest thing to me, even though I have to suck it up because I got my butt beaten on Sunday by her.
Clay really draws up plays for these young girls. It's cute. Like, Clay, I don't want to say
man.
Cute.
He's like, Clay, he's the Bobby Knight of middle school basketball.
Clay, we're both grown men. But I saw when you started planting the two girls down there in right there under the basket, and Adeline came up and had to choose which one was open. Like, Hawk, we were joking with Will yesterday. Clay really grinds with this, and I respect it because I played for Sabins and Charlie Strong's and all these guys. Clay, I enjoy watching you coach.
So, and this is where I think you can appreciate this. I never would have thought I'd be a coach. I don't have the patience for it. Not when it comes to kids. My wife is a saint. She's a teacher, and I don't have the patience. I didn't think I did. And then my oldest daughter, Adeline, like, she fell in love with the game, and you just kind of like, you fall in love with what your kids fall in love with. And, you know, so we would like, my wife would film all the games. And, a year ago we had, no, this was, about 15 months ago. We had a team that, I mean, we were beating every team in this league by like 20 points, 30 points. It wasn't close. We didn't have to, I told them straight up. I said, we can just roll the ball out there and win, but I want you guys to be the best that you can be. And I came in one night and Adeline, my daughter, had my work iPad, and we were getting set to play this team that we'd already beaten by 30, in the first playoff game. And when I say 30, I mean like 32-4. And it's not because we tried to run up the score. That's just the kids that we had. And so I walk in and she's on my iPad. I'm like, Adeline, why do you have my iPad? She said, oh, Daddy, I'm just looking at our last film, at the film of our last game against the Lakers. And like, at that moment, you're like, oh my gosh, like, she wants this really bad. And so, you know, I think I'm the type that, like, now my youngest is getting into piano. Well, I don't care about piano, but now I'm getting into it because of her. And I'm helping coach my middle softball team as well. So I think there's just like this, when your kids get into something.
Man, it's Clay Ferrero.
No, it's I'm not doing this just for my kids, but I want to give my kids the best experience, if that makes sense. And to me, the best experience is I need to lift up everybody around them on these teams so that these are my kids' friends now. Like she told me last night, she said, "You know what's cool, Daddy? Is like now I can go to a basketball court and I know like I can fit in with anybody and do anything." And that's cool to me. Like that's all you want for your kid. And so anyway, so now I am the type that I can't do anything halfway. That's just not how I am. And so, you know, once
I love doing stuff halfway, man. No, I can't even
Except the McRib. Except the McRib.
And it's four guys on right now on here. Solano never make a baby, so he's out of it. But Hawk, don't lie back in the day, I remember Saturday mornings, you was out 6, 7, 8 a.m. taking DJ to the court. And you're out there sending us stuff,
but I taught
them
how to do everything halfway. Yeah. Just do enough to make sure nobody's pointing at you. That's how I coach them, though. I like to see stuff done halfway. I don't want to see anyone go above and beyond. I want to see stuff halfway.
Good dads. This is what this is called.
Let's talk about a problem child. Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, that's a professional transition there, by the way.
This is the opposite of what we're talking about, right? The the levity and the carefree attitude of young athletes. The Jimmy Butler thing is festering and festering, and they've got 48 hours, you know, just about to move them. What do you think ends up happening here?
I have no clue. I think the thing that is borderline stunning from today is this whole turnabout where it's like, oh, well, you know, he now didn't even want to play for the Warriors, reportedly. Like, the Warriors wanted to trade for him, and he's like, nah. And the only thing I can even think of there is, does he just not want the extra 10% tax in California compared to Arizona? Like, is that it? You can't do that. You can't say one team. We saw what happened when Damian Lillard and Aaron Goodwin, Hizra, wanted to get them to Miami. Like, the league sent out a memo. And I think what you've seen today, and this is just my read on the situation, because you had the report by Chris Haynes, two hours ago, that, you know, Jimmy Butler's reps have said from the beginning that they want the Heat to find a trade partner, and then and only then will we negotiate, whatever. It just seems like there's this, this feels like it's crossed a line. That's my read on it. It feels like they're getting dangerously close to that area where you're basically saying you're not going to live up to your contract. If you get traded, you're not going to play. You're not going to be happy. You don't want to go there. However you want to phrase it, it feels like it's getting dangerously close to that. So it's going to go one of two ways. I think the Warriors, you've heard the last 24 hours or so, they're desperate. They want to get somebody to play with Steph Curry and try to maximize the last year or two, whatever they think he has left in his prime. That's the one that would seem to make the most sense at this point. But has Jimmy and his rep, have they already burned that bridge? Is that already done? Does Dallas jump in now? I thought the trade for Caleb Martin was interesting. So you can see ways where this would end up with Jimmy going somewhere. But then the question is, has he already burned the bridge so badly with every other team in the NBA that he ends up staying in Miami because nobody wants Bradley Beal's contract?
And Clay, to that point, like you know, we hear stories, you hear all that. Like, is this good executive work or is this a testosterone contest with Jimmy? Because at some point, like, he can opt in. Now you owe him another $40 million this year. He can opt in to 52 next year. Like, is Pat trying to prove a point? Is he trying to show who's a man? We call it a game of chicken. Or is he just doing legit good executive work to try to get something out of this Jimmy Butler deal?
No, I think he's doing legit executive work, which is to not put yourself in a future hole by making a bad deal. Like, they would rather rip the Band-Aid off and deal with let's say he opts in. They would rather have his expiring contract on the books next year and just figure it out at that point and not have to deal with another bad contract with what you would view as potential dead money moving forward beyond that. And it's, I don't think it's just about, oh, they still had these dreams of getting Luka Doncic next year, and those are they know that they've got to have some flexibility to build a team around Bam and Tyler Hero and Khalil Ware, or they want to have some flexibility if another superstar eventually asks out. You don't want to take on, for example, Beal's contract and not be able to trade him because he's got a no trade clause. So I think it's them saying, we will deal with this because we would rather not have to deal with being a lesser team when it does come time for us to be able to contend. Because right now, unless something flies out of midair where there's a superstar that wants to come here this year, they're not going to contend. And I think they know that. And I think they want to be smart about maximizing what they can do in the future when they can potentially make a run at this thing.
Who wins the Super Bowl, Clay?
I know everybody has lost money betting against the Chiefs, so I'm probably going to be an idiot, but I'm going Eagles. I think the Eagles win this thing. I think there's just too much there. I think there's too much talent, and they ultimately find a way.
Man, there's kind of a lot of talent on the KC team too, though. No.
Clay, what are they? I was gonna say Clay. They drag it in the mud. Saquon has 180, three touchdowns. They slow the game down. Are you seeing it like that?
Yeah, yeah, and I also think that, man, I have a feeling Jalen Carter is just going to destroy the interior of that line. I know their line is better. I know all of that. I just, man, Jalen Carter is just, he's something else. And I just have this vision of the, of Patrick Mahomes having that pressure right in his face. It's not like the pressure coming off the edge, but you get that pressure coming up the middle, man. That can be dangerous.
Clay Ferraro from Local 10. When he's not trying to get Crowder's daughter teed up, he's bringing you your sports. Channel 10. Make sure you're watching him. See you, Clay.
Ava loves you, Clay. Don't let Hawk do that to y'all.
I tell her we miss her, and Adeline's really excited to play with her next year, and I'll stay out of the way on that one.
Yeah, it sounds like Pat Riley talking about Lamar Odom right before he traded his ass.
No, that's going to be Coach Zach. Coach Zach's going to be able to work with those two, and I can kind of finally be a dad.
We'll see you, Palenka.
Awesome. Later, guys.
All right, there you go. Clay Ferraro from Local 10.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Is milk liquid cow?
Hawk and Crowder.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.